Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the Lord of the universe, its creator, sustainer, and the ultimate power that keeps it in motion down to the last atom. Good morning and Sai Ram, dear sisters and brothers. Thank you for joining us on Morning Glory Thursday Live on this bright and beautiful morning here in Prashanthi Nilayam, Andhra Pradesh, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and today is the very last day of this month, that is the 28th of February 2019. The weather in the Divine Valley is, what can I say? It depends on where you're coming from. If like me, you've just returned from the hot and blazing heartland of Andhra Pradesh, from places such as Guntur, Macherla, Ongole and Vijayawada, then Parthi feels so relaxing and comfortable. And if like me, you're coming from the hot and humid parts of Tamil Nadu where I was last week, about a week ago, from places such as Chennai, Pondicherry, Erode, Kundarapalli and Mattagiri, then you will love the crisp breeze of Parthi with just about moderate heat. But if you're coming from Delhi or north of Delhi, Parthi may be a bit hot for you. Everything is so relative in life, isn't it? The only absolute truth is that our beloved Bhagwan is the epitome of unconditional love, of universality, of compassion. And if we surrender to his lotus feet, he will take over our lives and guide us to find our way and our life's purpose. To that eternal, unchanging and absolute truth that assumed the form of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, on your behalf and mine, I bow with deep love and gratitude. By the way, the time in the ashram right now is 45 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. Current temperature in Prashanti is 27 degrees Celsius. In Fahrenheit, that would be about 80 degrees. Overnight lows at 20, daytime highs at 36 degrees Celsius. Breezy, dry air. Traffic in downtown Puttaparthi, and this is especially for Brother Yoga Kumaran of Toronto, who sent a feedback to say that we didn't cover traffic last week, was relatively well. The traffic is light and smooth. No hiccups or traffic jams to report from downtown Puttaparthi this morning. Today on Morning Glory, coming up, a big announcement from Team Radio Psy. Joining me shortly for a live conversation on this big announcement will be the director of Radio Psy, Sri Sundar Swaminathan, and my two colleagues, brothers Bishu Prushti and Anirudh Srinivas. Anirudh, Bishu and brother Sundar will share or for the first time announce to Radio Psy listeners what the big announcement from Radio Psy is. As you know, Shivratri is around the corner and Radio Psy team strives very hard to make sure we place something beautiful at his lotus feet for the listening pleasure and inspiration of our listeners on every major festival. And this is an important milestone and I urge all of you to stay tuned to Morning Glory for this entire duration today because you wouldn't want to miss this big announcement. And I also have a brand new episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. This is our series of conversations with Baba's former students. And today I'm going to play this recently recorded interview with Dr. Anusha V. of Chennai. This interview is very significant for me because it's a great reminder to all of us about the power of his name and what it can do for us in a moment of emergency. If anesthesia administered to us during a painful surgery shields us from the pain of the doctor's scalpel and sutures, it is the grace of God that protects us from any pain of this world and its experiences when we chant His name. I urge you, dear listeners, to pay full attention to Dr. Anusha V's experiences in this regard, and I'm going to play this interview first. It's a short one, and this will be followed by the live studio conversation with the director of Radio Sai, Mr. Sundar Swaminathan, and Sri Anirudh Srinivas and Sri Bishu Prushti from Team Radio Sai. I also have a lot of amazing stories to share with you of the Sai education miracles that are happening on the sidelines in small towns and villages of India. Bhagwan has been extremely kind to me, and he has given me this golden opportunity to witness and learn firsthand and also improve my humility, because he has shown me how much good work is happening in so many places in the middle of nowhere in his name. And this work often goes unnoticed by most of us, as we only witness the miracle of Satya Sai education within our own respective orbits. In our case, we often celebrate the successes of Sai schools and university here in Prashanthi Nilayam and its vicinity. But thanks to Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, Bhagwan exposed me to so many committed devotees who have been slogging for decades, so silently, consistently, going through so many personal struggles and sacrifices because they want to fulfill the command of the Lord to them, or their prayer to Swami to provide Sai education to the poorest of the poor and some others also. Dear listeners, I will be so happy to share with you next week some of the highlights of my visits to these schools that just felt like, that feel exactly like Prashanthi Nilayam school because of the ecosystem. Many of them even look like our schools because they use the same color palette of the pastels and have similar architecture. And yet, they are located in the most unexpected of places, whether it's in the middle of a crowded suburb of a big city or in the middle of nowhere. The school at Macharla and the school at Bomidala, Sai Bomidala, or there were so many schools at Chittor in Erode. It's just incredible how Swami's miracle is working so quietly. How did he manage to inspire so many people? And many of these schools are run by members who started this 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They're all octogenarians now. And when it comes to Swami and his schools, they are bubbling with enthusiasm. I was practically not able to keep up with their speed, with their enthusiasm, with their energy levels. And I'm practically 30 years younger than most of those elderly people. Yet, there's so much. When you do God's work, I think you're fueled by a totally different energy. And these people, everything completely tuned to Swami, dedicated to Swami in His name. And for those children who are getting this education, this is a dream that they could never have dreamt. And it's been made possible for them courtesy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With that, I'm happy to play for you my first interview, because two of my three guests are here and the third one is on his way. So why don't we listen to Sister Anusha V first? And as soon as this short interview is done, I will be very happy to then have our director, Mr. Sundar Swaminathan, and as I said, Anirudh Srinivas and Bishu Prushti, take the floor and bring us up to speed about the big news for Shivaratri for all the devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is Radio Sai's new offering at the Lotus Feet, and it will be unveiled on Shivaratri Day. So today we will hear a lot of information about it from the various members of Team Radio Sai, and I urge you to stay with us. Over now to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories with Dr. Anusha V of Chennai. Have a listen, please, and stay with us for the entire duration of the program. Om Shri Sairam, dear listeners, welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, Radio Sai's exclusive series of conversations with the former students of Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges. My guest today is Dr. Anusha V, who graduated from the Anandpur campus of the Satya Sai University with a bachelor's degree in physics in 1997. And then she shifted the gears and went on to pursue her master's and subsequently earned herself a PhD or a doctorate in Sanskrit from the University of Madras. Currently, she works as assistant professor of Sanskrit in the Ithiraj College for Women in Chennai. On that note, I welcome Dr. Anusha V to Radio Sai. Sai Ram sister.
Sai Ram sister.
Welcome to Radio Sai and welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is a very special day when the people from my samiti, they're all gathered here to celebrate Darshanamritam, Bharti Yatra from the Tiruvallur district of the Chennai. And they're all here and I'm here to speak for Radio Sai. I feel doubly blessed to be here.
We are happy to have you. Anusha, I believe it was in 1988 that you actually began your association with the Sai movement when you joined Balvikas.
The nearby Samiti was Ambattur Samiti, and a person from Ambattur Samiti identified that he could start a Balvikas class in my place, which is called as Sendil Nagar, and he commenced the Balvikas classes on the Vinayaka Chaturthi day of the year 1988. I was in 6th standard then, and that is the day that I came into Sai fold. And I cherish those moments. And when I came into Sai fold on that day, that was a very beautiful Balvikas class that I had with my dedicated guru, Mr. Sundaramurthy. He would come very regularly, promptly to the class. And the love that he showered on all his Balvikas children, that is worth remembering. Because even when my family members, they would talk to my guru and they would say, look, your child, you had been teaching her all those good things and bhajans, but look, today she did not listen to me, my grandfather would say. And he would say, no, Anusha will never do that. Mm-hmm. She's such a beautiful child. She's Bhagwan's child. She'll never do that, he will say. And that love always remained in my memory. And that I would always think that I would rise up to the expectations of my guru and try not to make any mistake in my family also, and also in my studies. And nowhere would I make a mistake because of the trust and the love that my Balvikas guru had in me. And that I think is the role model for all the Balvikas gurus, because of that love and trust that he had in me, that I could rise up to the expectation. I wanted to have Bhagwan, feel the divine love, and that is why I joined the Anantapur campus.
In 1994?
And that inspired me to be in Swami's institution.
How would you describe your years at Anantapur?
They were really very beautiful, and those, I think, in any life of any student, you ask, those are the heavenly days in their memory.
Heavenly now. At that time, did it feel heavenly with, you know, being away from home, the discipline, the simplicity of life?
I think I was craving to be in Anantapur campus, and I had been like my mom's child. I would always lie down next to her, and I had not one day that I wouldn't be with her. But when I joined Anantapur campus, I feel like I'm in mother's eyes full. So not even one day that I actually felt the homesick. That was my attitude actually, and that had come in me like that.
I see. And did you have opportunities to interact with Bhagwan, your batch, or perform or have any interactions?
Yes, that was a very beautiful thing. Actually, in the year 1994 when I joined, we did not have summer course because that year Bhagwan, he said that he did not want to have the summer course. Therefore, all of us had assembled for Guru Purnima in the Brindavan campus there and in Sai Ramesh Hall, and we were all staying in the Kalyan Mandapam there. All the seniors and everybody, they all blamed us because it was because of us who are the newcomers that they did not have the interactions with Bhagwan, which would routinely go on every year in the beginning of the
Summer course, you mean?
With the summer course, yeah. And all that was not there because we are the ones who have come new.
Mm. So you didn't bring good luck and all that,
yes.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Sad.
And we were staying in the Kalyana Mandapam, and we were able to see sometimes Bhagwan's window also. And then we had prepared songs so that Bhagwan, and we were soul-stirring songs, and we were practicing it, like singing loud and practicing. And when we were doing that, Bhagwan, suddenly he said he's going to visit the Kalyana Mandapam. We had spread out our beds and we were all staying there. Suddenly when Bhagwan said he's going to come, we rolled it up all and made way for Bhagwan to step in. And it was a very beautiful experience that Bhagwan stepped in, he looked at each one of us and blessed us, and that was the occasion of Guru Purnima, and they had some Guru's conference, Balvikas Guru's conference too at that time. So my mom was also there for the Guru's conference. She also noticed that I was getting blessed. So that was, I think, very beautiful in the whole of my life. It's such a beautiful experience that Bhagwan had been visiting, and he had been enjoying the songs like anything, and we were all in tears at that time.
So then your seniors were convinced your batch was very good.
Yes, must be. And then that is how it happened. Next two consecutive years, we did have the summer course. Generally, even in the Balvikas and also back home, my mother, coming from a very traditional family, my mother had been telling me stories of Ramayana and Mahabharata. And then generally, I registered all those names, probably which are difficult to register. And then one day when I was in the college system of education is such that if people are not like too interested in those subjects, they might not be able to perform good. So I was not very good at the subjects, physics, chemistry and maths. They're not for me. So I was not very good at them. Then I had Sanskrit and English apart from that. So Sanskrit was my favorite subject all time. What happened was in my final year, Dr. Hemalata, the then principal, she came into the auditorium when we had assembled there for the prayer session, and she told us that nowadays children are not aware of Ramayana, Mahabharata and the Puranas, so I'm going to conduct a quiz for them and I would see who's going to answer all of them. And to my surprise also and to her surprise also, of the 100 questions or whatever that she had asked, almost 96 of them were answered only by me. And she was also stunned. And then she told me, she called me to her room and she asked me, how is that I knew, quite a lot about Ramayana, Mahabharata and the Puranas. Then I told her that I'm from the Balvikas and my mother had also taught me a lot of things. She was very happy. She told me, if Bhagwan is going to distribute prizes after this sports meet, then I would see to it that you get a special prize from Bhagwan. So after that, my father and my uncle from my samiti, they had all come for the sports meet in the year 1997 when I had passed out. And then that year, they had actually left because I wasn't sure whether Bhagwan is going to distribute the prizes. But I did get a prize, I think, which is, I haven't heard anybody getting such a prize from Bhagwan, which read as All-Round Knowledge in Indian Culture and Spirituality.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I always think that this happened because back at home when I was in Balvikas, in the Ambattur Samiti, they would conduct summer courses on Indian culture and spirituality for all the 30 days in the May month. In the Tamil saint Andal, there is a saint poetess, and this saint poetess would call everybody for the worship of Krishna. In the same way, I would go to all the houses in my neighborhood and call all the children and take them for the summer course on Indian culture and spirituality. And I had almost every year 10% attendance for the summer course on Indian culture and spirituality. For the little thing that I did in my childhood, Bhagwan had blessed me with a prize which said all-round knowledge in Indian culture and spirituality, which is probably very difficult to accomplish only for the namesake.
I guess nothing goes unnoticed by the Lord. Something you do so silently, so long ago, everything is going into your account.
Every dedicated moment is taken care of and noticed by Bhagwan. I think that is really wonderful. And especially when you are in the divine institution, every small talent that you have got, Bhagwan notices that and rewards you in abundance for that kind of a small talent that you possess.
Wonderful. That's nice to know. So I guess it was only natural that then you were led to pursue not physics, chemistry or math, but Sanskrit for your master's degree.
When I had to choose my major in my final year, then I asked Bhagwan, I got up in the darshan line and asked him, Swami, should I take maths, physics or chemistry? Then he said, Kuch.
Sit down.
Yes. So I had to just sit down. And then I thought, okay, then this will not help. So I thought I would hold three letters. If Swami is going to pick up any one of them, that is because the basic thing was actually I was not interested in either maths, physics or chemistry. So I thought whatever Bhagwan chooses will be the best. So I would ask him, which of the three would you choose, and held it like a fan in the darshan lines. Then Swami bent down and took all the three and went again.
Oh dear God, so confused you further, huh?
Yes, and then we had to go back to Anandpur, and one of my roommates had a dream in which she had chemistry, botany and zoology, and Bhagwan came and told her, you'll have to do your botany majors. So I was thinking, Swami, what did I do? Why wouldn't you tell me? Because I'm nowhere. Therefore, again, I had a dream that day And in the dream, Bhagwan came and he asked me, what subjects are you going to study? Then I told, Swami, I have maths, physics and chemistry. What should I choose as my major? Then Swami asked me, what are the other subjects that you have? I said, no, Swami, I have to choose out of these three only. No, no, what are the other subjects? Then Swami told, no, no, you tell me the other subjects. Then in the dream, there were also my classmates. They were telling, she has Sanskrit and English. Therefore, Swami said, you do Sanskrit major, that is suitable for you.
Mm.
So that is how, after passing out, I did my majoring in Sanskrit.
And how was that journey to just jump into Sanskrit at a master's level? Quite.
Yes, actually I had studied Sanskrit in my place where, out of like not a regular education, but there was a dedicated teacher who had been just teaching the Sanskrit texts mm-hmm. out of interest. So I joined those Sanskrit classes. It was just free of cost for anybody who comes. And he was a very dedicated teacher. So I had picked up quite a good interest in Sanskrit by then. And when I took up Sanskrit as my major subject, I did very well. I always top my class. And after that, when my marriage was supposed to happen in the year 2004, then my father had actually found out some groom, and then he had invited those family to visit us. And Bhagwan came in my dream and told me that I'll have to get married to that person. And he also told in the dream of my mother-in-law that I'm giving you my daughter, therefore you'll have to take care of her very well. Mm. He told that to my mother-in-law.
How beautiful. Did your mother-in-law believe in Baba?
Yes, she was a Balvikas guru.
Oh, okay.
And my husband was also a Balvikas student.
Nice. So, beautiful.
Yes. So that is how Swami handed me over to a family. I actually did not think of my marriage. So even if I'm going to get married, then I always thought that the house that I would marry and go should have Bhagwan's picture everywhere, and that is how the house was, and that is the only thing I wanted, and I have it. Going further, I had a lot of problems. They said I had cysts in my ovary, and then I have blocks and all that. I did not go into detail of it because Bhagwan came and told me in my dream that I just have to go for a test, and I already have the baby in my womb.
Oh.
So that is how I went for a test and then got my baby.
Wow. And you were already expecting?
Yeah. No, no. The doctor told me I would never conceive and never have children. I had gone for some tests, and then they said the tests were all negative, and I would never have a baby.
How old is your child now?
He is now 10 years old.
Beautiful. God bless him.
Yes.
He's Swami's gift to you.
Yes, he is Swami's gift. And that is how I had my child. So all the way Swami had been helping out in my life, and I am feeling his presence every moment, wherever I am. Yeah, till now I attend my bhajans and everything regularly with the family. All of us sing, and not one day, even before my delivery, I went to the bhajan first, and then I went and got myself admitted in the hospital for the delivery.
Wow, that is something. Okay. So, Anusha, you say that Swami is always with you every minute you experience. I believe very recently, last month, so we are recording this on the 16th of February 2019. In January, you had a moment of absolute instant intervention from Swami. Would you like to recall that incident for our listeners, please?
Yes, on the 23rd of January at about 8:15.
In the morning.
8:15 in the morning, I was taking my son and also my neighbor's daughter in my scooter. And then when I was heading towards the school in the main road in Ambattur, I had to witness an accident over there. I had been the victim of an accident. There was a racing biker who came, and I was to the left of the road going very slowly because I had two children. And this was a racing biker who came and hit me head on. And then I just said, Sai Ram, and closed my eyes. I did not know what happened. And then I hadn't let my scooter fall down. I was still holding it. And then the right hand index fingertip had fallen on the ground when the biker had hit me.
So your piece of your finger was the ground?
On the ground.
With the nail and everything?
Yes, with the nail and everything.
It had disconnected from the rest
of
the hand.
Yes,
oh,
and
dear
it was
God.
Fallen on the road. And the moment I uttered Sai Ram, from then on, I did not have a bit of pain. There was no pain. I was like...
You lost a finger and you didn't feel any pain.
Yes, there's no pain at all. I'm like insulated from any kind of pain. And then because I did not have pain, I did not notice that the right side of my knee, that was also torn, and the flesh had all been hanging out. I did not know that because no pain was there. So what I did was to, there was a shopkeeper who came running in front of whose shop this accident had happened. So immediately what I did was to hand over the children so that I knew him also. So I thought I would hand over the children so that he would take the children to the school safely.
You were dropping the children at school on the way this happened.
Yes.
Children was unscathed, I hope. They were all right?
Yes, they were all right. And then immediately I gave my bike keys and I told him to park my bike also in front of his shop. And then I rushed to the hospital immediately.
Did you pick up the piece of your finger?
Yes, I did pick up the piece of my finger and then rushed to the hospital. And on the way, I actually climbed onto the bike which hit me because that person was still standing there apologizing. He said he was in a hurry to go to his office. That's how he hit me. And he was like totally right of the road and hit me. And then I climbed onto his bike and said, please drop me in the hospital and go, because I did not carry any money.
Was your husband around?
He was in Delhi then and I was in Chennai. Therefore, I called my husband, but I had my phone in hand that day, especially because I would never carry phone. That day I had my phone because I had to pick up some person for Vidyavahini project.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Okay. So see, Vidyavahini project participation is a lifesaver that forced you to carry your phone, Anusha.
Yes. So that day when the accident happened, I had phone in my hand because I had to pick up some packets of Sai protein to distribute in a corporation school in my area. And that is how I carried my phone. And that helped me a lot.
So you were able to inform your husband?
Yes. He was in Delhi. So I just told him that I met with an accident and my index finger's tip has fallen on the ground and I'm taking it. I'm proceeding to the such and such a hospital. In case I faint, I'm there in the hospital. No need to worry. And I just told him that and went to the hospital.
You're one brave biker, lady.
Because I did not have pain, I did not realize that it was
so serious.
Yes,
my God. No pain, huh?
No pain at all.
That is the power of that name you called out, Sai Ram.
Exactly. And I was like going on telling Sai Gayatri and proceeding in the bike. And then I was just going on telling Sai Gayatri, did not know anything more, not sure how serious it was, nothing actually.
And what did the doctor say?
The doctor said the bone in the tip was damaged beyond repair. They said it could not be attached back. So they just threw it after me picking it up and going there. And then it's okay. Then they stitched the right knee. I have 5 stitches over here. They are healing still.
And your finger, the tip is gone. It's in your right hand. Is it causing difficulty in functioning?
No, I was able to play my jalra and the bhajans, the
Manjira,
cymbals.
You can play the
cymbals? Yes,
cymbal.
I was able to play. I tried
what
last
about month. Typing and so on?
Yeah, and I don't write much because now all the time it's only typing. So I'm able
You're
to do
able
it.
You're able to do that?
No, not with this finger, but the other fingers I'm making use of. Mm-hmm. And I'm coping up not using this finger actually.
And look at how cheerful you are, my God, for someone who's gone through such a traumatic experience.
I think Bhagwan should be thanked for saving my life, because I had 2 children behind and nothing happened to them. They are unscathed. I think that is the greatest blessing that I have, because I had my neighbor's kid also along with my son. And Swami has just made me lose this tip. I thought that is okay.
What a positive attitude. Wow, that's not everybody can cope with it. And to have the presence of mind to take care of the kids' school.
And I called up to the school and found out if the kids were safe in the school. And
my God, you are one 360 degree lady who has extreme presence of mind, and you're able to, in a moment of crisis, to have this kind of presence of mind.
I was laughing only that even the biker who hit me, he asked me whether I did not cry. Then I told, I've never cried all the way. So Swami has always kept me happy. Why should I cry?
Knock on wood. May he always keep you happy at all times. Wonderful.
You.
Now you teach Sanskrit, and Sanskrit is a language which is very dear to our Lord, because he said one of the fundamental purposes or goals of this Paripurna avatar to descend was to revive Vedas, the knowledge and understanding of Vedas, and to re-establish Sanatan Dharma. And he came for his bhaktas, of course. So Vedam is all in Sanskrit.
Yes.
How does being a Sai student influence you as a teacher? at Ithiraj College for Women. Do women still want to study Sanskrit to begin with?
It is an autonomous college. I only teach subjects that are dear to me. So I have put the subjects so that they teach values to the kid. In fact, one of the electives that I offer in my college is called Day-to-Day Stotras for mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. So that is how I have kept my...
So it's an extension of your Balvikas.
Must be. Because I only teach what I like. And being an autonomous college, I have freedom to do that. I only want to do whatever Bhagwan has given to me. I always want to give it to the people around. So... In the class also, wherever I go, I think I would be telling something of what Bhagwan has told. Sometimes after mentioning Bhagwan's name and sometimes without mentioning Bhagwan's name.
How does that play out? When you mention Swami's name, is there an issue at times?
No, there is no issue because I think now everybody knows about Bhagwan. In fact, they come and tell me more than what I am able to tell them. That is how the response is. I have had students also from the school, Parthi school here.
Who have studied Sanskrit
yes.
with you?
Yes. I mean, who are my students in the college.
Wonderful.
Yes. They are from Parthi school.
And they must be doing well because they have such a background of Veda chanting from here.
They do very well in Sanskrit. Hmm. Especially, they are all sent them in Sanskrit.
We find that our children do very well in Sanskrit, in mathematics and in computers, in software coding.
Yes, they do very well. And all the students whom I have from here, they are the best ones. And most of them, they come and talk to me a lot because me being from the Swami's college, they are very close to my heart. And also generally, they speak very closely to me.
Anusha, you live a very Sai-centric life, clearly. You know, you're still part of the Samiti. But fortunately for you, your ecosystem at home is also completely saturated with Swami's presence. Of course, every sister from Anandpur doesn't have that privilege that everyone in her home believes. But what would be your... genuine and practical advice to those sisters, how do they continue the tradition that of we have received so much grace from Swami, and Swami says much is expected of him or her to whom much is given. What would you tell our sisters elsewhere? Or women otherwise who believe in Swami, they have a lot of love for Swami, but they just don't know how in the middle of all their domesticity, their family pressures, how do they still stay connected and channelize it?
There is a person in my Samiti, she is an old Balvikas guru. I see that she has some problem in the heart. She has less vision because there's some problem in her eyes. But in spite of that, she's 24/7 working for some Balvikas activity or doing something. I think that lady is actually inspiring me and also inspiring everybody who is able to hear about her because I think wherever you are, it is not that you have to actually aspire and get yourself connected to God because it is a heart-to-heart connection. And you'll have to actually chant a lot and by chanting and by reading Tapovanam because that keeps your feeling alive. I think Tapovanam Parayanam is also very, very important. And you'll have to do something for the sake of the society. And that you can do only when you start a class for the children and guide the next generation towards Swami. I think it is essential in wherever you are, you'll have to do something and at least your own child. You'll have to teach him something about Swami and that they have to do. And slowly 2-3 children, not many. Just 2-3 children
small.
In the neighborhood.
Start somewhere.
Yes, yes. We'll have to start a Balvikas class and orient them and bring them to Swami. I always feel that the Balvikas guru, it is not important that she has to teach shlokas, she has to teach bhajans. More than that, she has to radiate the love. And that is very important as my experience goes. And if the student is able to get inspired and aspires to get feel Bhagwan's love, and that is the success for a Balvikas guru.
Time management.
Yes.
As a working woman, a mother.
Yes. In fact, 14 years I had been teaching Balvikas classes. Now I don't teach for another 14 years because I am working and my only son I have to take care of. And I have to take him to his Murdangam class and all those badminton class and everything. And I'm all the time held up. Now, after losing the tip of my finger, it is dawning on me like anything could have happened. Then I'm not aspiring to become what Swami actually wanted me to be. Therefore, I'll have to devote more time towards my activities. That is what I feel now at this moment. And when I am back home, I'm sure I'm going to resume my Balvikas classes.
Good decision.
Yes, and I'm here to thank Swami and take blessings from him to start my Balvikas classes again.
May the force be with you. Very nice, Dr. Anusha. Good to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your experiences and your thoughts with our listeners on Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories.
Thank you so much, sister, for inviting me. Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live on this last day of February. Today is the 28th of February 2019 and the time in Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba right now is 17 minutes past 10 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. And today is a big day when I'm very honored to have some special guests with me who are my colleagues. But before I go to them, may I ask you to please share your feedback on the interview you just heard. That was Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories with Dr. Anusha V. of Chennai. If you have your thoughts or any suggestions or comments about this interview or any other offering by Radio Sai team, you can reach us by WhatsApp at this number 9393258258. I repeat, our WhatsApp number for sharing your feedback instantly is 9393258258. You can also reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org. With that, we have come to the moment that I was really waiting for, because in the studio with me are three of my colleagues, the director of Radio Sai, Brother Sundar. Sairam, Brother Sundar.
Sairam, Karuna.
How nice to have you again in the studio. Welcome once again.
Thank you very much. Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of a beloved Bhagwan. Thank you very much, Bhagwan, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be along with Sister Karuna today. Yes, this is indeed a big day for all of us. And you can expect some kind of, what do you call, surprising coming out shortly from us, actually.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, brother. We also have Brother Bishu Prushti. Sairam Bishu.
Sairam, sister.
Nice to have you this morning on my show. I'd like to have you on the other side of the table. So.
Yes, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And Brother Aniru Srinivas. Sairam Ani.
Sairam Karna, ma'am. Thank you for calling me to your show.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so delighted to have so many talented, interesting and people with melodious voices on my show. And our, of course, Bhagwan is always a part of all conversations that happen on Radio Sai. So, Brother Sundar, let's start with you. What can you tell us about a big announcement coming our way on the eve of Mahashivratri?
Sairam Karuna, thank you very much. Indeed, I thank you very much for all my listeners. It's indeed, as I told you, it's a very great day for us. I did come back to you in the month of December when I said that, you know, we are launching the Hindi channel, Sai Premavani. Just to give you a small brief that the channel is doing pretty well, and we have graduated from the audio mode to the video, the YouTube channel also, and there's a good amount of response from all of you. Thank you very much, and I wish and I pray Swami that he navigates us all along in this journey. Having said, now is the time that, you know, we thought we will be spending some time. We had quite a lot of research that we did in the last couple of months. And we found out that the bhajan is the essence where, you know, we wanted to spread the message of Swami across the globe. Mm-hmm. It's my privilege, and with the blessings of my beloved Bhagwan, we are proud to announce the YouTube channel of Radio Sai Bhajans.
I'm clapping. Very good.
So this is going to be an exclusive channel, and I have my brother Bishu and Anirudh here to share more information. Of course, I will also pitch in as and when it is required. But this is a very proud moment. The bhajan is going to be like, you know, we are going to have all the bhajans listed in this YouTube channel with the visualization as well.
Oh, sounds wonderful. May I take this moment to share a little announcement?
Can I, if you would like to now have the teaser being played, now you can have, Karuna, you can go ahead with the teaser actually.
My pleasure to do that.
On this Mahashivratri, here is a happy news. Radio Sai is delighted to offer at Bhagwan's lotus feet a new YouTube channel dedicated solely to Sai Bhajan.
Manas bhajare guru charanam, पशुपति तनया बाल गजानन जय साई राम जय साई राम गोविंदा माधवा गोपा
फ्रॉम मार्च 4 2019 फॉर 50 डेज एवरी सिंगल मॉर्निंग यू कैन रिलिश the joy of a specially curated and visually rich Sai Bhajan on this new YouTube channel, Radio Sai Bhajan. So do subscribe and share the good news of this channel.
Wow, that sounded like quite an impressive initiative. So, a YouTube channel dedicated to Satya Sai Bhajans.
That's true, Karuna. Yeah. In fact, it is all going to be done. You will get more information from Bishu and Anirudh now as to how we plan to go about it, actually. The team will be talking more in detail about it.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
I noticed, Bhagwan's, the promo began with Manasa Bajre Guru Charanam. That has, I believe this whole initiative has a lot of historic significance. So let's begin with that, Bishu.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet for enabling us to offer this initiative to all the devotees. I think this has been our experience with everything that we do at Radio Sai. Somehow, he is the one who initiates, who energizes, and he is the one who ensures that it reaches to whomever it is intended to. We say that man proposes, God disposes, but it is my conviction and my experience, and in fact, the experience of everyone who is part of the Radio Sai team, that it is God who proposes and it is God who disposes. We are absolutely nothing, and it's the joy of being nothing is what is always giving us that inspiration to go ahead and do new things. And really grateful to Bhagwan that he has given us Mr. Sundar as the director. Since sir has taken over, we have had this new initiative of Hindi, which he started in December on Christmas. And now this initiative of bhajans is something that is very close to all of us in Radio Sai. In fact, a lot of Radio Sai members are also part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. And if you look at our stats, if you look at the way people receive our content, the consumption of all the multimedia material that we put out, we see that there is so much that people are always looking forward to when it comes to bhajans. You know, we do something on bhajans and it really catches on.
Just resonates with
just
all devotees.
Just resonates. And I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Swami started his own mission with a bhajan. Swami knows this is what will take him to the masses, you know. I feel bhajans are synonymous with Swami. There are people who have come to Bhagwan only just by bhajans.
Many around the world.
I remember talking to Alan Levy, you know, who's a psychiatrist from the US. And one day when he stepped into the house of one of his friends, there was Bhagwan's bhajan going on in the audio. And when he heard that voice, he started dancing. He said, wow, who is this person? He has to be a rock star. He has to be someone very powerful. I have to see this person who has this magical voice. And that's what propels him to come to Prashanti Nilayam. And I think there are any number of such stories. You know, we know of any number of people who have come to Prashanti Nilayam looking for the person behind this voice, looking for the person who started the Sai Bhajan movement. So I think it's just natural that, you know, we are starting something dedicated to bhajans. We have done that on the audio by Bhagwan's grace. In 2007, we launched the bhajan stream and the discourse stream. And so where we have continuous bhajans. In fact, if you look at our listenership, the listenership of bhajan stream is the highest.
That's right. That's quite interesting one, actually.
Yeah. And what is even more heartening for us is it was on Shivratri in 2004 that we did our first live video broadcast.
Wow.
The first ever video broadcast of Radio Sai.
Wow, that's so nice. That's so nice to see that, you know.
Totally.
What a synchronization. And
yes. So that's why Swami proposes.
Yeah, we never thought about it also. Yeah. Like, Vishu, yeah. I think that's a wonderful research that you have done, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at this morning as bhajans were going on, you know, as we were sitting there and doing the morning bhajans, all these thoughts were coming up about, you know, how we have progressed. And it just struck that it was on Shivratri that we did our first live video broadcast, and now we are starting our video bhajan broadcast
channel.
Anyway,
YouTube channel on the same Mahashivratri.
Yeah, we are starting our new video bhajan broadcast.
That tells you who the master scheduler of everything in Radio Sai.
Very true, very true.
Yes, absolutely.
He who is doing everything, and we are all a tool in his hand, actually.
Truly. And I hope he continues to find us worthy of being his tools, but it's so nice, the boss is God.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what always Sundar sir says, you know, I'm not the boss, you know, boss is only Bhagwan. And I think that's the spirit with which everything goes on here. And it's really such a great moment for all of us. Anirudh is here with us, and he is someone who has taken so much interest. In fact, he's been working day and night to make this happen. Anirudh, probably you should share about, you know, what is giving you that energy, and how are we preparing for this channel? Yes.
Saram Vishu, thank you for your kind words of encouragement. So to begin with the guidance of director to push the bhajans towards the people in this huge movement of bhajans. So we are trying to incorporate all the bhajans to be loaded into this channel.
Including the vintage ones also.
Including the vintage ones also. You know, probably we are doing the vintage bhajan tutor, where by Swami's grace and blessings, we are able to discover more and more old bhajans.
You have done over 100 now.
Yes. So, it's Bhagavan's blessing that we are able to discover more vintage bhajans. And going forward in future, there should be one roof where all these bhajans are present. And one such platform, such a universal global platform, is YouTube, where now everybody is shifting towards YouTube, small videos, they are all busy with their routines. They want to listen one bhajan per day or two bhajans per day, or they just tune into bhajan stream. So it is all the internet, the YouTube, that's going to be the future. And in looking at that perspective, since everybody searches for bhajans in YouTube more than, in fact, the other day the statistics was that more than 1 million people search per month for Sai bhajans.
Yeah.
Sai bhajans.
Sai bhajans.
1 million per month searches?
Yes.
Yeah, only Sai bhajans.
What a demand.
Yeah.
You're fulfilling a pre-existing demand, so we have to supply.
So basically, it is this initiative is focus-based. What people exactly want is bhajan.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That your strategy is...
True. And, you know, as he's talking about the... we are not only offering bhajans that are... there in the Sai community, we are offering bhajans which are going to be the standard, you know, just like when we have a bhajan tutor, that is sort of the Prashanti standard. And I think it would be great that if we all sing all these bhajans in the same way, you know, in the same tongue, because then you have a standardization of the entire universe of Satya Sai bhajans. So I think that's why a lot of pains are being taken to ensure that we have high quality bhajans. So Anirudh is, in fact, you know, we are recording all the bhajans, isn't
it? Yes. So we are recording the bhajans in the studio in high quality, and we are having a very, very lively session inside the studio. In fact,
I would like to take it forward from here, Anirudh, from you, that, you know, I've been observing for the last 1 week, the studio is almost working 22 hours a day.
Wow.
You know, which means that, you know, round the clock, there's a lot of activity that's happening out here. There's so much of sizzling work, you know, people going up and down and then working around. All this bhajan research team is already doing some kind of a research, and then, you know, the recording team is doing the recording work. I mean, I should thank Swami that, you know, for giving us such a wonderful opportunity to be a tool in his hand, actually. And what Anirudh is also trying to do is he's trying to make into a small capsule kind of thing. Each bhajan is going to be a capsule. So all you need to just take the capsule and have a drink of water, and the medicine is already there in your body.
Vitamin G is already there.
And it is not just audio. We are also creating visuals for every bhajan. So it's because it's YouTube. So it is not just, you know, one slide and then the audio.
Okay.
We are creating
video,
beautiful videos. So even as you listen to high quality bhajans, you'll also see Bhagwan. So I mean,
like a darshan video.
Yeah, like yes. A darshan video.
In fact,
yes.
What we have observed is that even during the akhand bhajans,
right.
When we have the big screens in mandir,
yes.
When we see Bhagwan. And
the tempo just goes up, the voices come alive, yes. People's yes. Backs become straight and
the
hands become folded.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Instantly.
Yes.
Swami
yes,
is instant. Always for us a great vitamin strength actually.
Total.
There is nobody else who can give that kind of an energy to all of us actually. The moment we see Swami in any form, you know, we just, you know, say, wow, Swami, you are there with us actually. I mean, that's the kind of what you call pleasant
power.
Moment. Yeah, power that we enjoy with Swami actually. And that too, being in Radio Sai, it is an extra power. That we get, all the waves come here. Swami sends all the waves directly to Radio Sai office, and we are all here actually.
Truly, that is such a blessing to be associated with such enriching work, which actually gives so much bliss to the person doing it.
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, that is what Bhagwan said when he came to Radio Sai, the inauguration of Radio Sai, which happened 2002. You know, Swami said, I don't need anything. You know, all this work that you do, it is just do it sincerely. For your happiness. Swami said, I don't need this, you know, propagation. I don't need this, all that dissemination that you're talking about. I don't need the studio. I mean, Swami does not need the studio to introduce himself to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, Swami said, whatever you are doing, do it sincerely and do it for your own spiritual upliftment. For your own purity, you do it. Do it for your own sadhana. I don't need anything. And I think that has been the spirit. I mean, if you see whatever we are doing, you know, it's always so that, as Swami again mentioned on that occasion, that, you know, he mentioned about knowledge, skill, balance, insight, the four key words. And when he explained this, finally he said, you know, no point just knowing. You have to live that teaching. Practically, you have to experience that. And I think this whole process of doing whatever we are doing is only just to reinforce and, you know, re-energize us to practice whatever he has told. And in that whole process, you know, if somebody else gets benefited and if we can do it in a manner that reaches more people, then I think Swami will be happy. I think that has been always the spirit, what we are doing. And if you look at Bhajan stream also, the audio which we continue to offer and which will continue to go on, we started off with, you know, offering random bhajans actually. And then, you know, after some time, we had half an hour bhajan session. So now if you listen to bhajan stream, it is always a half an hour bhajan session.
Right.
Then one Bhagwan's bhajan, then another half an hour bhajan session starts. So that's how the bhajan stream is. So here, as we begin this YouTube, Radio Sai Bhajans YouTube channel, so it'll begin with every day. For the next 50 days, you will get a new bhajan, so a new video bhajan. So after this 50-day experiment period, I think we will think about new ways.
But this will stay on this repository, will be available
yes,
to anyone who logs on the 51st day
yes.
and the 52nd day and thereafter forever.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So that will always be there.
So Karuna, is it not tempting for you to, you know, subscribe right now actually?
Immediately,
yeah,
yes.
I think you should do that.
I will be one of
the
first.
But it's not yet available.
On the midnight of 3rd and morning
yes.
of 4th, I will be one of the first to sign up, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh God, what an honor to be part of this YouTube channel that is Bhagwan's beautiful music. Anirudh, how does one go about, for our sake of our listeners who may not be familiar, they just log on to YouTube and how do they subscribe to the channel?
So like any other channels in YouTube, say for example our own mother channel, that is
Radio Sai
Global Harmony.
Right.
So you have a subscribe button on the right.
Click on
and
it.
The bell button where you,
notifications.
Yes, you stay updated with whatever videos we upload. So once you click that, every morning you will be receiving a notification saying that Radio Sai Bhajans has uploaded this bhajan. So every morning, why I say every morning is that I remember Swami's words in the context of explaining the significance of Nagar Sankirtan.
Correct.
And doing the early morning
yes.
prayer session. Swami has told, with as soon as you get up in the morning, your mind is basically, you're fresh, you're
yes.
not thought about the whole day, your busy routine, what are the things to do. In that frame, you listen to the bhajans, you get, it enables you to get a higher bliss. So that's why with Sundar sir preferred that it should go in the morning. Yeah. With this inspiration.
We scheduled it in such a way that, you know, we normally at the Indian Standard Time at say about 4 o'clock or something like that, the bhajan is up so that, you know, you start your day with Swami's bhajan and thereon you go forward actually.
Beautiful
thought. That just reminds me, when you mentioned about Nagar Sankirtan, when the Satya Seva organization started way back in 65, 66, 67, I think, you know, the first activity that Swami told them to do, I was talking to Raman Rao sir, is Nagar Sankirtan.
Hmm.
The first activity of the Satya Seva organization is Nagar Sankirtan. And that is how powerful this medium of bhajan is. And very doing good. It early in the morning.
Hmm. Yeah.
And only when they had done this for years and months, that's when Swami started taking interest. And then Swami, you know, started forming this group of Sevadals, Hyderabad Sevadals, and, you know, they started doing other service activities. And in fact, if you go back to Swami's own life, Swami, as a little one, formed this Pandari Bhajan group, and he was the one who was going from village to village. In fact, if you read Bhagwan's life, Swami used to train these boys, and they used to not just walk, they used to walk on their knees.
Oh.
They used to walk on their knees and do bhajans. That is the passion that Swami showed. How powerful is bhajans? And they say that at that point in time, there was an epidemic which affected all the villages around Puttaparthi.
Cholera.
Yes. And in all the villages where Bhagwan and his troop of Pandari Bhajan group had performed, it is in those villages that the epidemic did not touch.
It's like the story from Sajjarita.
It is a visible proof.
Shirdi Baba grinding the wheat and saying, throw it
even
on the
before,
bottom.
Even before Bhagwan announced that I am Sai Baba, he already did this.
So you can sanitize your environment from even physical ailments.
Yes.
Very leave true. Alone mental, emotional and spiritual.
Yes.
Starting with the physical kosha, you can actually purify everything around you and disinfect it if you use the power of bhajans every morning.
Yeah. But
I'm interesting.
I'm really tempted to share this thought that, you know, now, and if you look at the condition in India now, you know, there is a lot of tension now because of what is happening with India, Pakistan and all that. So you have a lot of stress around you. You have a lot of restlessness. But I feel this is one opportunity that Bhagwan is giving us through this to spread positivity, spread purity, spread sublimity, spread goodness. Because I think the power of positive vibrations is phenomenal. And it is something that science still has to perhaps do more research to understand. But I think if Bhagwan has willed, it should happen on a Shivratri. Even if you look at what is happening around us today, it's perhaps the most opportune moment to, you know, to infuse into the universe a fresh and a powerful dose of positivity.
Yes. And I think now is the best time to do that.
Yes. Swami chooses the time, date and everything, you know.
He is Bharat Bhagya Vidata. He knows when to do what and when to say what. And this country is run by his power. The universe is run by his power. So I think we just have to play our parts and enjoy the bliss.
In fact, I remember in 1999, I was with Bhagwan in Kodaikanal. And there were a lot of things happening in the Indian political theater. And, you know, people were concerned. Swami also, because those are lighter moments, so Swami would talk about current affairs and all that. So then someone said, Swami, you should do something for the country, Swami. You should do, because, you know, a lot of people were happening at that time, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, government fell and all that. So he kept on saying this, and then Swami just looked at him and said, what makes you think that I'm not in charge now?
Oh, good question.
What makes you think that I'm not in charge now?
And that is such a great reassurance for all of us, dear listeners, because I know our hearts are a little anxious at this point in time, but we know that all our sisters and brothers are protected. As the lid protects the eye, Swami will protect all our countrymen who are serving us and in the name of Bharat Mata making huge sacrifices. They have his protective shield around them, and we should never forget that. And individually, we can all continue to pray for the safety of all the brave men in our armed forces, in our air force, everybody, whether they are farmers or people on any vocation who are working for the safety and security of this country, and may Swami's protection be with them. As we always say, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. And I'm saying this in response to a lot of WhatsApp that has come in today, right now, as we speak. And we know Swami is in charge, so we should be fearless, but we should have complete faith that he's looking after everyone.
Yeah, in fact, the Akhanda Bhajan, which is going to happen for Shivratri, could be our collective prayer
Yes.
for the country.
Very true, very true.
That would be really
fantastic.
And for
peace on earth all over, yes. may good sense prevail.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And may people shun ways which are violent,
yes.
and seek solutions to solving the problems and the misery,
yes.
of the human existence rather than resort to violence and,
yes.
bad means.
Yes, absolutely.
So we will pray that the whole globe is enveloped
filled
by
with
His
love
divine.
Energy.
Yes, love energy.
Yes.
Because Swami's love and message of harmony is what Radio Sai stands for, and we,
yes.
will pray that that message goes out there. And when we sing that bhajan, now that we heard our brothers remind us about how powerful the bhajan singing method of spiritual practice is, we should all sing that there is nothing but peace on earth.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right.
And in fact, the other thing that I also wanted to add, since we are talking about this, is one thing that Bhagwan mentioned when he came to inaugurate the studio again in 2002, is he said that there are lots of audio, video, which are there with people everywhere.
Mm.
And Swami said, everything will come here. These were Bhagwan's words.
Right.
I remember sitting right here. Swami said,
in this studio.
In this studio. Swami said, everything will come here.
And Swami was seated in the same seat,
yes.
in which he continues to,
yes.
sit here.
And we are really grateful to people, you know, who have shared their audios and videos, because now we are in this phase of really doing a lot of video production. In fact, after this YouTube channel is launched, there are many more things in the pipeline.
Yeah, adding to this, Bishu, that, you know, I would like to inform all the viewers that, you know, the infra team is now working on how to get online videos from all of you, actually. So keep ready with all your photos and videos and all. Very shortly, we'll be able to share on our Radio Sai website a link so,
okay.
that, you know, you can upload your photos if you have. If you need us to physically collect us, we know we'll give you a small information. You'll have to fill up your postcode and details to us, and we will ensure that somebody comes to your house and collects the document from you and ensure that the documents are returned back to you in the same manner. So this process is already started. Now we are working on the back end tool. Once when it is ready, then, you know, we should be able to share the link with all of you, actually.
That's a great initiative,
yeah.
and I think those who are used to technology can do it online.
Correct. Yes.
And others may use the information that you are,
correct.
Going to provide.
Because I think there are so many people who have,
yeah.
with them videos and pictures. You know, they came to Bhagwan in 60s and, you know, 70s, 80s. Radio Sai came into being only in 2002 is when we actually started shooting some videos, you know, even though audio started in 2001. But after that, we have a very small, minuscule percentage of the whole video collection that, you know, Bhagwan has blessed so many people to be part of, in terms of, you know, over the years, Swami has given so many people the chance to actually shoot, and people have it in their homes. And there are a lot of people who are coming forward to, you know, to share those videos. And now, as we go on to this video mode, because, you know, bhajans is one thing, and as I mentioned, there are many more things in the pipeline,
right.
With time, Sundar sir will reveal. So for that, we definitely need a lot of video footage and lot of photos. So I think this is another beautiful moment for us to aggregate this content, because now we have the archival building built by the Central Trust. So that is the institution which is going to house all these audio, video, Swami's letters, all the documents in the best manner possible. In fact, the way Professor Venkatraman has designed this whole building, the science that has gone into the making of this structure and making of these vaults is as scientific and as modern as it can be.
Correct, very true, yes.
I mean, the temperature control, humidity control, you know, the dust proof. I mean,
pH balance, everything.
Absolutely, I mean, I don't think even the US Constitution is stored in this much of care, you know, with this much of thinking and science that has gone into it. So I think that is one place where science and technology has been put to best use. We are preserving our legacy. The legacy for humanity is Bhagwan's discourses, Bhagwan's audios, Bhagwan's videos, and so we need.
And it's the first time in history of humanity,
absolutely.
That an avatar's memorabilia is being preserved,
yes.
to this extent.
I mean, yes.
living history of an,
yeah,
avataric mission.
Absolutely. When did we have a video footage of Rama, Krishna, or even Shirdi Sai?
Yes.
You know, we keep seeing this WhatsApp forward of one photo of Shirdi Sai saying that this was the real photo of Shirdi Baba. I mean, now
and some people even think it's Abdul Baba, so we don't even know.
We don't even know.
And in case of Jesus, there's just the shroud of Jesus,
yes.
that. Everybody still, historians are still debating about. In case,
yes.
of Swami, how,
yes.
many of us have robes at home?
Yes.
How many, and the archival building, the, yes. national, the Sri Satya Sai archives will be filled with,
yes.
articles and,
yeah.
that have his direct signature.
Yeah. So now I think it's the time to really go all out in aggregating all this content and keep it under the auspices of the Sri Sai Central Trust and to use it in the most effective manner possible to disseminate Bhagwan's message.
And dear listeners, if at all you're wondering how do I go about it, oh yeah, I remember my grandmother gave me something and it should belong to the Sri Satya Sai archives, it's very simple. You can contact the director of Radio Sai or the secretary of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. If in doubt, use our WhatsApp number 9393258258 and ask us and we will direct you. You can always also write to us at listener@radiosai.org. Now coming to Brother Anirudh Srinivas. Ani, when you were working on this project, about the YouTube Bhajan channel, what were any, were there any challenges you had to deal with?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, always there is, whenever there is a very dynamic initiative like this, we have many challenges. And I'm sure Swami gives us the strength to face the challenges as well as gives the ideas to
solve those issues. No,
yes.
That Eureka moment is from him.
We don't know when he gives, but he gives it. Whenever, suppose we are walking or we are in the mandir or some ideas he gives. So, yes, the recording all the bhajans, that's a great task, which I'm sure with Swami's blessings and guidance, it is something which is not going to end in just 1 week or 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's an ongoing
process.
Yes. So because we have a huge collection of Sai bhajans, which is, I think, which are more than around 2,500
plus
bhajans.
Yes.
So our responsibility is that each bhajan is being standardized in terms of the lyrics and in terms of the way the bhajan is delivered by the singer, because Swami wants that we should not be adding so much of technical expertise, or the singer should not be showing off with so much of technical expertise in the bhajans. Mm. Whereas you need to make the devotees connect. So that bhava, the feeling, is most important. So as far as the challenge is concerned, I'm trying to ensure that the session, the recording, has the feel, the energy, and the standardization, as I told you before, because there are a lot of versions going around. Some bhajans may have these two lines coming again. Some bhajans may not have those two lines. Or some samitis have some other lines coming.
Oh, I tell you, some samitis can have their own variants of every bhajan.
Yes. So anything from Prashant Nilayam, as guided by Bhagwan, they would take it as a standard.
Right.
And so we are moving towards that. And singers, as concerned, all are by Swami's grace, all are very happy to come to Radio Sai and sing for Swami. That is, in fact, it's a blessing from Bhagwan to be part of the bhajan group. My experience is that I'm feeling very grateful to Swami that the audio production is being handed over to me, as well as I'm a part of the bhajan group, which is truly Swami's blessings and guidance, so that I'm trying to incorporate what Swami exactly wanted in bhajans. What are all those guidelines which Swami gave during the bhajan group, as bhajan group started. So I would take those inputs from the seniors and try to incorporate all those suggestions in the Bhagavan's feedback, Bhagavan's suggestions for the improvement of the bhajans and maintain the quality and the standard.
Brothers, I have to tell you, while you're both, all three of you are speaking to me, our feedback line is buzzing with questions and comments on what you're saying. So one person wrote, only one bhajan per day will be uploaded. That is not correct, right? For 50 days, we're going to have a fresh capsule every day.
This is the first capsule which we are starting with. The capsule name is A Bhajan A Day.
Achha.
So the first capsule is, every day you will get one bhajan. Something like Thought for the Day or Sai Inspires, you have a bhajan of the day.
It goes on actually. It is going on. It will continue.
This is the first offering on Radio Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel.
Starting with this offering.
Yes.
Later, after this A Bhajan A Day, we may have many, many such initiatives.
Bhajan initiatives. Yes.
Bhajan initiatives, like we'll have a playlist of Shiva bhajans, we'll have medleys, we'll have jukebox, we'll have all coming up.
Yeah.
And I must read to you, this one is comes from Veda and Ravi and Rahul from Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. They said, we are so excited to hear this, jumping with joy to hear that there is a dedicated YouTube channel to Sai Bhajans, especially since Bhajans hold a very special place in all our hearts. Thank you, Swami, and amazing team at Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Thank you.
And then there is from Yoga Kumaran Nadraja from Toronto. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for the bhajan videos. And somebody else has written, Sairam sister, last week, whole week, I ran to Best Buy to buy Chromecast to play Swami's Darshan bhajan videos to my mother, 94. Maybe it is for this. Swami made me do the work. Thank you very much.
So what, you know, what is also now possible is, it's like a TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now that, you know,
that's right, yeah.
Smart TVs are becoming the order of the day.
Very true.
And there's wonderful, of course, feedback to the earlier interview we aired. I'm just saying this, and many of you have written that you are concerned about India's national security and to pray for our armed forces. Yes, everybody is in our prayers in Prashanthi Nilayam. Every name is being offered at the Mahasannidhi with prayers for our jawans, our brave hearts who are out there. So, dear listeners, rest assured, we have not overlooked that. Now, Brother Anirudh, you said, you know, that we want to have a standardization happening out of Prashanthi Nilayam.
Yes.
And you're taking input from your seniors.
Yes.
And making sure what Swami wanted, not too much focus on the talent of the singer, but more on
yes.
the bhava and helping us. Otherwise, you'll all, of course, I just can't control myself. I'm a big fan of all my younger brothers who are bhajan singers. But, I have to make sure that my focus is more on the power towards whom these bhajans are directed. So, give me a live demo of how that happens, Anirudh Srinivas. Sing our listeners a bhajan where you're keeping all these parameters in mind. Any bhajan of your choice, brother.
Yes, always singing a bhajan would be joy for me, as it is most dearest to Bhagwan. I would like to sing Swami's own bhajan, Hari Bhajan Bina Sukha Shantini.
Wonderful, please do.
Hari bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi, Hari
bhajan bina sukh shanti nahi,
Hari naam bina anand nahi,
Hari naam bina anand nahi,
prema bhakti bina udhar nahi,
prema bhakti व्यक्ति बिना उदार नहीं,
गुरु सेवा बिना निर्वाण नहीं,
गुरु सेवा बिना निर्वाण नहीं,
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं,
जप ध्यान बिना संयोग नहीं,
प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं,
दया धर्म बिना सत्कर्म नहीं,
दया धर्म बिना सत्कर्म नहीं,
भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं,
भगवान बिना अपना नहीं,
हरि नाम बिना परमात्म नहीं,
हरि नाम बिना परमात्म नहीं,
साई नाम बिना परमात्म नहीं,
साई नाम बिना परमात्म नहीं,
हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं.
So beautiful, and imagine listening to this with the darshan of the Lord.
Thank you, Anirudh. That was quite
wonderful.
Yeah,
totally. And with Swami's divine form in front of our eyes on the YouTube channel, we'll all be blissed out, dear listeners. As I always say, Radio Sai, it's bliss. So that's what it is. Now, I'm not going to let go of this opportunity without tapping into my colleague, Brother Bishop Rushti, who also sings in the mandir. Bishop, this is a test. It's a practical exam for both of you.
Yeah. I just sang it, Anil.
No, Bishop, you cannot. You have to sing.
You also have to sing, because, you know, will our listeners believe that what we're saying? I'm sure, dear listeners, you're very happy with my decision to request, put them both on the spot and request Brother Bishop to sing a few lines.
Time is running out, so maybe I'll just sing two lines.
We have adequate time. Trust me, go on.
Sai Charan
सुखदाई मन साई चरण सुखदाई मन साई चरण सुखदाई मन साई चरण सुखदाई मन साई बिना जीना क्या है 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 साई चरण सुखदाई मन साई चरण सुखदाई मन माता भी तुम पिता भी तुम 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 आओ भगवन दीजो दर्शन आओ भगवन दीजो दर्शन आओ भगवन दीजो दर्शन आओ भगवन दीजो दर्शन बस जाओ साई मन मंदिर में बस जाओ साई मन मंदिर में साई बिना जीना क्या है 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 साई चरण सुखदाई मन
Blissful. Quite interesting.
Very nice.
Very nice.
So, dear listeners, that line, Sai bina jina kya hai, it means what is life without Sai? Insipid, boring, meaningless, pointless, waste of time. Swami is the one who lends beauty, bliss, taste, joy, purpose and life. He fills us with light and purpose in our lives and for that we are so grateful. On behalf of my colleagues who are present here and the ones you don't hear from often but they work silently behind the scenes, I just want to take this moment to tell Swami, I hope Swami you are listening to Radio Sai also through your listeners. We are so grateful to be part of your mission. We are so grateful to be part of this divine initiative because you fill our lives with such higher purpose. Everything else just comes so easy to all of us. So on that note, Brother Sundar, I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Karuna. Thank you very much for giving us an opportunity. Thank you, Swami, for giving us this wonderful, launch program with Radio Sai. And look forward for some more teasers coming up in the next few days. And on the actual launch is on the 4th of March, Mahashivaratri Day.
Early morning?
Yes, morning session we'll be having. Thank you, Swami, for all that you're doing to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bishu, and thank you, Ani. Any final thoughts from the brothers?
Well, once the channel is up, do...
subscribe.
Subscribe and share and let's spread this positive energy and do share with us your feedback. This is just a starting step. I think there is so much more we really need to do to fill the universe with positive energy. Bhajans is one medium. And taking everyone's feedback and taking everyone together, we want to move towards this direction of filling the world with joy, love and happiness.
Ani?
Thank you so much, Karna ma'am, for giving me this opportunity. to be part of this launch program. And
thank you, Swami. I had nothing to do with it. Being so yes. polite, I don't know what to say.
Yes, we thank Bhagavan for...
Only Swami. Yeah.
Only Swami for giving us this chance. And so we want listeners to be... Stay tuned to YouTube Radio Sai channel.
Radio Sai Bhajan.
Radio Sai Bhajan channel. Mm-hmm. I mean, stay tuned for the Radio Sai channel to get the video teaser of the Bhajan channel.
Okay, correct. Of the yes. Bhajan channel. Yes. Okay,
it will be uploaded soon.
So looking forward to it.
It's already done. It's already uploaded and it is now readily available in the Radio Sai Bhajan. It is already there on the Facebook, to everywhere. All social medias are now buzzing with this kind of what you call teaser, actually.
I love this kind of a launch.
So I just got the feedback from the infra team that everything is live now, actually.
Fantastic.
So request listeners all to listen and enjoy. And share your thoughts in the WhatsApp and on the email to us, actually. Looking forward, Sai Ram.
Such exciting times here at Radio Sai. Dear listeners, 9393258258 is our feedback number for your WhatsApp message. I hope you enjoyed this morning's show. I look forward to lots of feedback from all of you at 9393258258 or by email at listener@radiosai.org. And everyone who's listening and 100 of their closest friends and Samiti members, immediately get ready on 4th of March. You have to click on a button by subscribing to the Radio Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel. And we hope that we'll make a very large number of people enjoy this channel. So at a moment in history where there's so much of stress and tension and violence, we can bring peace and love and harmony and understanding among, first of all, starting in our own hearts and minds and then spreading it around in this whole country, in this entire subcontinent and around the globe. Thank you for your company on Morning Glory this morning and please keep your feedback going. Have an awesome Sai Sam day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions that happens on the 11th of January. Every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he light dance lopala poddanna kodanu venaka Swami ki aashcharyakaramainatvanti yokka drushyanni nirupinchalani paiki ekkadu 12 adugula paiki. అక్కడ నుంచి జారి పడ్డాడు. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొక నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి, నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, మీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్లా చోటిస్తాను, కట్టుబడి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
Just like this Darjeeling boy, if our hearts beat only for Sai, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
ప్రాణం అంటే పిల్లలందరికీ ప్రాణము.
బాయ్స్ టేక్ భగవాన్ యాజ్ దేర్ వెరీ లైఫ్.
పిల్లలకు ఏ విధంగా డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింట్.
పిల్లలకు ఏ విధమైన అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
కనుక పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమము.
When boys are secure, Bhagwan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము. అంత తల్లి కంటే వెయ్యి తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి. గంట ఇంట కంట ఉండి అన్ని విధాలు నిన్ను సంరక్షిస్తాడు.
God is with you, in you, above you, below you, around you, and will take care of you.
మీ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
Who is your best friend? God is your best friend.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ. छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो. गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ. वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ. वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ. दिल में बसने वाली साईमा एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।